broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. I'm scared to say that because I know it's very frustrating to be a Green Bay Packers fan after yesterday. It's Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. And already on the Carbless Talk and Text line, I have not prompted anything. We didn't even start the show. But conversation's already flowing. If you have anything you'd like to share about the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, the disastrous loss as 13.5-point favorites yesterday against the Carolina Panthers, please get it off your chest and let us know how you feel. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Kyle Wallace, Packer backer.
Yes, Ben Brust.
How are you doing?
Unwell. Not great, deflated, having to watch this football team be led by somebody who may or may not deserve the job. That's what's so frustrating right now with me. Another day, another Packers loss in a disgusting fashion to a team that sucks.
Well, Brad Northman, I don't know if you take any happiness in watching the former team that paid you that you went to Super Bowl with beat the Packers.
Not as much joy as you'd think, if any joy at all, honestly. It's cool to see J.J. Jansen out there on a game-winning field goal, my old buddy from the NFL. But
a J.J. Jansen drop-in.
Nice. How about that within the first 2 minutes of the show? But, I mean, wanting to see the Green Bay Packers do well, Super Bowl hopes, all that kind of stuff. Very conflicting game in the Northman household. But, golly, it was hard to walk away with any level of satisfaction with how ugly that game was. I mean, we're going to get to it in this program, but, man, coaching and quarterback play, defense, discipline, there's so many issues. If you're a fan of the game of football, you walked away with an upset stomach. That wasn't the trick-or-treat candy. That was watching this game of football because it was an ugly game. And the Packers have a lot of people to blame for it.
Alex Strofe is running the show. We're also going to see your comments on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Right now, I want Kyle Wallace to share with me the things that are bothering you most. You're sitting here at 2 o'clock, almost 24 hours later. What is still in your head right now?
I'm just trying to figure out what in the hell is our football coach doing? Where's the leader of this football team at? This is the first time that Matt LaFleur has been the coach that you and I would say anybody, can legitimately justify the questioning of his longevity of the football coach of this football team. Some of the decisions that he made were just awful. He's panicked out there. He completely is panicked. He doesn't know thyself, and everybody around him on this football team suffers. I have been upset when you used the Maddie Mouse voice.
Maddie Mouse!
I've been upset with that.
I have no backbone.
This is the first time that you can legitimately say the Maddie Mouse voice, and I'm not going to say a damn word. Why? It's because what I saw out there Sunday was a football coach that makes stupid decisions, a football coach which play calling was off, a football coach who after the game has a lot of hindsight 2020 when he needs to be making those adjustments during the game because that's what he gets paid to do. We didn't see him execute that. We just saw a football team get out-coached and outplayed and out-executed by the
discipline, everything.
By the Panthers. And what makes me so upset is after the game, he says, yeah, we kind of knew they were going to do it to us. Well, then why didn't you have anything to counter the fact that they're going to try to take away deep stuff, Matt? Why aren't you telling your football guy, your quarterback and Jordan Love, say, hey, we gotta be patient. We gotta take our time. We can't chase stuff. Like, he's saying all this stuff after the game when it needs to be coached up during the moment. And so it is frustrating to see a football team like the Green Bay Packers of their talent level not only lose to the Cleveland Browns, but then follow it up a couple weeks later and lose to the Carolina Panthers. It is a whole bunch of scuttlebuttle and bunched up with football teams. You cannot lose games to bad teams, and that's what the Green Bay Packers have done once again on Sunday. Extremely disappointing at home. They had no business losing that game, and it all falls on the shoulders of Matt LaFleur.
800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking Text line. Kyle, you're not the only one who's saying it's okay. Greg is chiming in. Time to break out the Matty Mouse voice, Ben. It showed so much in the post-game presser that Kyle just referenced. Before the show even started, Jeff in the 920. This is all on Matt the Mouse. I have been a fan since 1970.
Cool.
So somebody who's seen a lot of ups and downs, this has to be the most disappointing loss I can remember. Coming out flat, uninspired, undisciplined, missed tackles, kicking, horrible time management, coaching. You name it. You go through it, and all of it's fair. I don't know why Wildy and Tausch did positives and negatives, because the only positives you were going to have is the game was over. You don't have to live through that anymore.
Mm.
I found it interesting that I took a lot of notes in the first half, and in the second half, there were still more notes to be had, but I was going into the second half being like, all right, like, I'm going to give the team the full 60 minutes. You know why? Because in the first half against the Steelers, it wasn't that great. I think there was some feeling of like they're down 16-7. If the Pittsburgh Steelers had like more of a capable offense than they showed against the Packers, they would have scored more touchdowns against the Packers in the first half. But the Packers played flawless in the second half. But when you're looking at the way they executed in the first half of that game, in a game where you're 13.5 point favorites, and forget favorites or not, it's just about showing on Friday. I was like, it's time to show who you are. It's time to show that like you're taking the next step forward of taking care of the Carolina Panthers before you go to Monday Night Football against the Eagles and just start. Like, again, they could have been 6-1-1. 6-1-1, that was right. That was for them against the Panthers to take. So then I'm thinking, okay, you turn it over. Right, Savion Williams turns it over.
Oh,
but then
God.
After
Bad.
You complete in your second drive, which was a really good catch and pass by Christian Watson and Jordan Love, you get an illegal formation, mm-hmm. a sack, a false start, and it's just like, it's just self-inflicted wound after self-inflicted wound. And then this is forgotten, and it shouldn't be. I want people to remember what happened at the end of that first half. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, and then you start doing the 2 minute drill with 30 seconds left. No urgency. You're playing the Panthers. Like, well, that was like the Cowboys game at the end of the game, at the end of the first half. I know they're getting the ball back, but you're 5-1-1 and you're playing the Panthers. You're supposed to show that you can go down and score or get yourself in. At least in the red zone early on, so you can take a couple real cracks at it and then go for a field goal. But instead it was like, we're going to go sideline to sideline because we love going sideline to sideline. It's one of our favorite things to do when we need to actually move the ball down the field over the middle. We're going to go sideline to sideline. I think that's the strategy. And sort of just, you know, take our time. Where's the urgency? Where's the leadership? Everything we saw from the last 4 or 5 games were... Yes, they won games, but all the flaws that like you were like, oh, they can take care of that, they can fix that. Guess what? They didn't. They didn't fix it, and it got exposed when a team just wanted it more than them. Bryce Young sucked, and they still found a way to win that game. The whole thing was unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, and you said it right there, Ben. You look at the previous several games outside of the Pittsburgh game where everybody showed up. That's what this team does, though, in big occasions, like the Week 1 against the Lions, even a couple games last year. They show up when it's kind of a big moment, but these games, they let teams that are inferior to them be able to stay in the game with them. They play down to their opponent, and when they played the Browns, the Cowboys, the Bengals, and the Cardinals, there were flaws that you saw cracks, and you're like, okay, I mean, the Packers got the win, but you don't feel good about it. It wasn't a dominating win whatsoever, and not that they're lucky to get away with it, but you can't keep on doing this, right? But here, it's going to come to roost at some point, and it did yesterday. The Packers have no business losing to the Carolina Panthers, and even more so than that, I just wonder, there's times where I'm watching this game, and I'm thinking, what are the Packers trying to do? What is the plan here? Because it's a jumbled mess of play calling, of execution, penalties, you know, not being in the right place at the right time. I mean, you'll do 3 lateral screens, and then Jordan Love will throw it 50 yards. Like, where is the balance?
Throw heat!
Yeah, where is the balanced offensive plan? Where is, going to your strengths? We don't think it's a strength necessarily of this team for a long screen type play, a long developing play, and Jordan Love heaving it down the field 50 yards. If you do that once in the third quarter because you've set up everything inside, I'm good for it. But let's not just make it believe like Jordan Love throwing it down to Christian Watson or Matthew Golden often is a good plan because we saw it come back. So there's so many issues with this team. It doesn't feel, even like on the defensive side of the ball, right? Where he kind of gave the reins to Jeff Hafley. I haven't felt that discouraged from stopping the run standpoint in a long time. The Carolina Panthers, they've had the most change in offensive linemen in the NFL. And they did whatever they want in the running
game.
They
told there was them no they were going to run the football. They didn't trust Bryce Young. They brought in extra personnel.
Yash Nyman
tight
was out
ends.
There. Yash Nyman was out there. Did y'all see Yash Nyman? I was like, wait a minute. He's still in the league?
I didn't even realize that.
People down.
Mowing the Packers
down.
Yeah,
man. It's just disappointing. But for me, defensively, it is what it is. The Packers couldn't stop the run, but they only allowed 16 points, okay? It was 16 points, and that should be enough for you to be able to win that football game. That offense that you were describing, Brad, is completely disjointed. It lacks any type of consistency. The game plan has been failed to execute far too often. The Green Bay Packers have not put together a complete football game in weeks. And so this is the problem that Matt LaFleur has, is that he doesn't know how to solve these team's issues. He's had year after year after year to grow and develop with these guys. But for some reason, it seems like they're stagnant. For some reason, they just can't get over the hump. For me, when I continue to see what is happening with this team and the poor decisions, like Brandon McManus, listen, is he hurt or is he okay? Because you say he's battling issues. Well, I don't need him battling the issues on Sunday, okay? I don't need that. I need a guy who's going to be ready to kick the game ball through the goalpost. The Green Bay Packers special teams have failed the Packers this year in two losses, and Matt LaFleur has also failed this football team. I don't believe at this point from what I saw. Now, Matt, you got a lot of games left. But if they cannot get better because they have not progressed, they have just stayed in that same realm of area, they haven't taken off yet, Matt LaFleur may not be the guy. It hurts to say that because Matt seems he's a good coach, but he may not be the guy to get them over the hump because they have been stagnant for the last three seasons when they really need to be elevating. I mean, honestly, in 2023, the last couple games of the season was probably the best football they played.
Derek in Lake Geneva, 800-990-3776. You're with Kyle Bruston-Ortman on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. First off, told Strophy he can pull his finger off the dump button. I'm not going to go rogue. You guys remember when I called in last week? Kyle,
I forget.
I called the coach a sissy, and you were taken aback. Welcome to my reality, brother. You guys are all on board today. To use one of Homer's phrases, you want to join my club? Everybody now has a rationalization, a realization that our coach is not the one to take us to the Super Bowl. He might get us to a playoff game, but he's not taking us across the goal line. Unfortunately, the guy has deer in the headlights. Even Aaron Rodgers said he has gotten nervous at times. Read the body language of his interviews after the game. They're very similar to our quarterback's interviews. He's mirror imaging our coach. He is scared you-know-what-less of what's going on, and he doesn't know what to do. The bottom line is, you're right, Kyle. This is not the cat to take us to the big game. He might get us into the playoffs, but he's not going to take us to the promised land.
Thank you, Derek in Lake Geneva. 800-990-3776. Simply put, I wrote down, will Matt LaFleur be the head coach in 2026? I love that on the poll on Twitter at KBNESPN. Will Matt LaFleur be the head coach in 2026? I mean, if you want to take, do you want Matt LaFleur maybe to be the head coach in 2026? Because I want to know, because that might be, will he? Might be out of our control, but I love to get the actual point, the pulse of KBN Nation, of everyone across ESPN Wisconsin. Do you want Matt LaFleur to be the head coach in 2026? 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. What are you pondering over there?
I'm just thinking back to Mike McCarthy, and then I'm thinking back to 2021 with Matt LaFleur and trying to think, has he grown as a decision maker? Like, that's what you're supposed to do. We've been doing this, right? You've been doing the radio show much longer than us.
Bro, but in 2020, I was telling myself, you know what? I'm going to give him a pass. I don't want to give him a pass. But making the one-score game a one-score game
that late
in the game in an NFC Championship game, I was like, all right, here's the thing. He's won 13 games first year, second year, NFC Championship game, made a bad decision. But he can grow and learn from this. There has been no growing and learning from clock management and game situations where I feel confident in Matty Mouse running the show with this team.
Yeah, 4th and 8 showed me that he has no idea what in the hell he wants to be. Like, there is no excuse that he should be going forward on 4th and 8. You can find some local youth coaches, peewee football coaches at NCSL here in Milwaukee that know damn well to trot out the field. I'd rather kick a field goal at that point, but 4th and 8, that is egregious, especially after a timeout. That is somebody that has no idea what he wants to do. Talking about, obviously, he wanted to go for it before, but then he lost yards. Take a deep breath, kick the damn field goal, and live to fight another day. Talking about, well, hindsight would have taken the points. Brother, I promise you, 90% of the people in that stands, you would have asked them if they, you know how they do the game show. No, kick it!
Back in the day, who wants to be a millionaire? Let's pull the audience.
The audience would say, take the points.
Weren't you just complaining about Brandon McManus and his inconsistencies?
31 yards.
Field goal? If he can't make a 31-yard field goal, he should be cut.
It seems like LaFleur is just guessing, just straight up guessing. Like almost like, okay, it's fourth down.
It goes back to this entire conversation. He doesn't have a true plan. You were watching the game, not knowing what the plan was, and that came to fruition in that moment.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my gosh, it seems like coaches go for it on fourth down in the NFL now. I'll just go for it.
You know what makes me so mad? Is a couple weeks ago, Matt LaFleur calls a timeout and he says he was gonna punt it, but then his quarterback looked him in the eye. He said, okay, well, now I'm going to go for it. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to keep going.
I tried telling you that was a bad thing.
He's going to keep going. He don't know what he does not know what he wants to do. He doesn't. He literally is just like, I think I don't need you to be emotional. I need you to be strategic. I need you to have a game plan. I need you to understand what is down, what is distance, time left on the clock, what I need to do in this scenario. How do I manage this game plan? And Matt LaFleur continues to fall short, which has resulted for our football team to fall short, which has resulted for them to play panicked as well, because that's what I saw in my quarterback yesterday, a panicked guy. He probably got the play call on 4th, and they said, Matt, we going for it? All right, I guess so.
Do you want Matt LaFleur to be the Packers head coach in 2026? That's on the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Anything you want to get off your chest for the putrid loss to the Carolina Panthers? Carbo's talking text line and YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison's there for you. We'll get to your calls, your texts, all your thoughts, and unfortunately have to continue to discuss that debacle next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I can't believe she delegated the week.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hold is down. The kick is up. Into the wind. It is good! Ryan Fitzgerald delivers. And the Panthers, a two-touchdown underdog, come into Lambeau and pull off the upset.
This ain't ESPN Charlotte.
I was waiting for Kyle's reaction.
What are we doing?
He's letting you know what happened.
I know what happened.
Doesn't that evoke some emotion out of you?
I don't want to be back in the place I was yesterday at 3:00. I literally got up and I walked out. Are you okay? I'm good.
Well, hang on. We'll get to that in a second because somebody on the Carbless Talking text line, I'm trying to do my best to keep up. I appreciate all the feedback. Phone lines are open as well, 800-990-3776. Jeffrey chimes in. I was yelling at my TV so much during the game that my daughter still is yelling at me for yelling at the TV. Thanks, Matt LaFleur, you bozo. Didn't that bring a little certain memory to you because you were out in public? What are you doing being out in public?
Asking for issues, Kyle. You know that's going to happen.
Let me be,
especially with your emotional state.
Let me be politically correct so I don't hurt anybody's feelings. I got an opportunity to go to a birthday party of somebody I've known since I was in the first grade for a Packer party where nobody was there gave a damn about the Green Bay Packers.
Wait, did they have a child or something?
No, it was their birthday party. Hey.
How old?
Hey.
Sunday afternoon?
Hey.
It
was a great time.
No, I'm not saying it was.
I am curious.
I'm not even coming at, like, I'm just confused. Like, was this a milestone?
No, just celebrating.
In their 30s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shouts to that.
Okay.
We're getting old. 36? You know, yeah, that's a whole other story. It's just, you know, at a certain point, our generation got to grow the hell up, though.
Like Matt LaFleur's Packers.
Yeah. There is an alignment there, similarities between the millennials and Matt LaFleur. But nah, it was rough being in public watching the game because I had to contain myself. And then, so you know, when they lost, I just got up and put the chair back and walked away. And like, are you okay? That's the last thing you want to be asked.
Was anybody else as into the game as you?
One person.
Adam.
Could you commiserate with that person? Wow. So you guys were the odd ones out. They're probably like, what is wrong with
these
two?
What a damn Packer party. It was just people lounging around talking, being loud, all in the way. Never again. This
did
is
you
last
swear
time.
At the TV in front of the kids?
I did cuss out loud one time. I did.
Did you apologize to them?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not. There were some kids there. There sure were.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. Matt LaFleur's frustrations happen every game. Sometimes it's play calling, being uninspired. Sometimes it's time management. The Packers consistently get out of the huddle late. This is the LaFleur day. It is the day of Matt LaFleur. And what do you want in this future for the Green Bay Packers? Because it's been a long time that he's been the head coach. But right now on Twitter at KBN ESPN, do you want LaFleur to be the head coach in 2026? 53% of the people say yes.
Mm.
And look, I get it. I understand his success as a head coach in the regular season. Are you confident? Like, it's been since, let's be honest with ourselves, it's been since 2010 since they've been to a Super Bowl. And this is Titletown. This is Green Bay. This is a spot in which the impatience is getting there. And it should be getting there because they've been really good for a long time, but not good enough. And this type of loss is a reflection of who your head coach is at this point in his career and with what he has in front of him. Now, there is another conversation you can have because I do see someone saying, well, this is on Goody.
Hell no.
I think that Goody has done a good job, mm-hmm. a good enough job that Matt LaFleur has enough to not let what happened on Sunday happen.
Yeah, it's one thing to maybe not win a Super Bowl with this roster, but you can't lose to the lowly Panthers. You can't lose to the Browns. You can't consistently play down to your opponent, and you can't consistently show no level of progress. Now, with that all being said, I'm in the yes category of wanting Matt LaFleur back in 2026. But here's the big but. It's got to come with some significant changes in his staff. Rich Bisaccia.
When does that ever work?
Well, I think
Eagles at work.
Well, LaFleur has done enough in his tenure.
They had been to a Super Bowl before that.
And they switched out staff.
So LaFleur has done enough.
Is he going to give up play calling?
Enough. I think you have a play calling. I think you change your defensive or offense or special teams coordinator. Now he gets a couple of checks in the positive categories for hiring Jeff Hafley. Like that was a fork in the road moment of what are you going to do after Joe Barry? And that defense was fixed. So it was a good hire for Matt LaFleur. And he's done enough to where he's had regular season success, a little bit of pushing into the playoffs, not necessarily enough success in the playoffs, but he also has a young team these last several years rejuvenating Aaron Rodgers' career. Now that was also because Aaron Rodgers was significantly motivated because obviously drafting Jordan Love. I don't think I'm ready to bail on him yet because I also know who they're going to hire. Are you willing to risk a new coach, a new system when Jordan Love's 28 years old? I think one more year, but that one more year comes with major expectations.
Let's go to the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Steven Rippon, you are up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with KBN.
Yeah, I definitely agree with I wouldn't give him one more year, honestly. I mean, you got to think we haven't been to a Super Bowl, 15 years, or it's going to be 15 years, basically. You know, we don't have a coach with that killer instinct. I mean, it's been how many years, and every time I'm watching, it's like, oh boy, when are we going to give it up? When are we going to choke? That's the big problem. We don't have a coach that finishes the game out. He doesn't, you know.
I feel your frustration, Steven, because, again, this was a microcosm of what you felt from the last four games leading up to the Panthers game. I didn't think it was going to happen. I talked with Josh DiMaggio, producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as we did our picks for the weekly wager. We're like, we're going to take the 13.5 points from the Panthers because of what the Packers have showed. They're going to win the game. But that's a lot of points for me to give, you know, Matt LaFleur to have him win by two touchdowns based off what we've seen. So it's a continuation of what we've been seeing. Unfortunately, it just came all together against a good-ish Panthers team,
they're
good-ish.
Okay. At home, you should beat this team significantly. They were two touchdown favorite for a reason. But I think about what Jason Wilde told us. I don't know if it was Matt LaFleur or someone on Matt LaFleur's staff said something that Jason Wilde fell in love with. And I love this statement too. When they tell guys, don't make the same mistakes twice, or like, don't make me coach you on the same thing over and over. Basically saying it's okay to make a mistake initially, but you change, you deviate your route, you make the improvement, so you don't have to make the same mistake over and over. What's frustrating is even though this coaching staff is preaching it, they're not putting it into practice themselves, because we see the same game management, we see the same discipline.
I was thinking the same thing watching the game, Brad. I just, Jason Wilde, don't make the same mistake.
How many times do we have to think about that?
It's like, again? Again?
And it's not just been like last year. It's been years. Back to 2020 with the decision of go for it or field goal or whatever. It's just there's so many moments where you're just like, what are we doing? And it's year after year.
Kent in Madison, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776 with Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I just have a question for you. In order, what do you think is the most disgusting thing from yesterday? Option one, the uniforms. Option two, the loss. Option three, our first round dynamic can take the top off a defense receiver who obviously can't take the top off a jar of peanut butter, having 9 yards. Just wondering what you guys' thoughts are and if you can rank them for me.
Throw Kraft in there too.
Loss, easily number one. Number two, uniforms, golden three, because golden would go in the Matt LaFleur bucket of his leadership, his ability to get the best out of his players. When you see a game like Golden had, where he had the 80-plus yards, like it's there. It's his inability to not go. You said it, Brad. It was either a long developing sideline-to-sideline play or the 30-yard shot. There's other ways to utilize playmakers, and that is why I have this report card here, and I want to know from a Matt LaFleur standpoint, which ones you're confident in, because he's the head coach, and when I think of a head coach in the NFL, I think of if this pertains to Matt LaFleur because he is calling the plays, play calling, leadership and culture, game situation, time management, or execution and discipline. Those are four different things that when I say them out loud, play calling, woof, overrated. Leadership and culture would mean you take care of business against the Carolina Panthers at home. Game situation, clock management. Oh, we've been through this a lot this year. And execution and discipline. The untimely penalties.
Mm-hmm.
This text right here on the Carbless Talking text line, why does everyone blame the coach? It's the players who didn't execute. O-line looked rough and corners still suck.
Fourth and eight. You tell me what you think on fourth and eight. What type of execution on fourth and eight you supposed to have from your football team? I really want to hear from you on how you feel about fourth and eight. Any blame you can put on the players, even though discipline is on the players to not have penalties, but at the end of the day, fourth and eight is all I need to know. That's all I need to know. To know that this football coach he doesn't know what the hell to do consistently.
Yeah, and just to your point, when it comes to, play calling, that's a rough one. But when it comes to a player's perspective of discipline and execution, yeah, players need to go out there and do their job. But you're going to get what you emphasize. And if you're not emphasizing that, if you're not drilling that in, if you're not making it a priority, if you're not pulling a guy out of a game and saying this will get you benched and making an example out of him in a team meeting room, you're going to get bad games. You're going to get bad execution and discipline. So it is on the coaches. It's no surprise on why teams like the Belichick-led Patriots or other teams throughout the NFL, they are consistently low penalized. They're disciplined. They're in the right place at the right time because it's emphasized, and that comes from the top down.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. We'll take your calls there. I will cipher through these texts and get to your opinions, responses. And I just want to know, of the report card for Matt LaFleur as a head coach, which one are you most confident in with him? Play calling, leadership, time management, execution? Let us know. On the Carbless Talk and Text Line, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I don't value that.
You don't value much. You don't.
That's true.
No, that's true.
You guys are coming at me a little too much.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hindsight's 20/20. I wish we would have taken the points. Didn't do that there. Bad decision.
Hindsight's 20/20. Matt LaFleur post-game about not taking the points on 4th and 8. As I've probably seen 4th and 8 pop up 20 times so far on the Carbless talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Do you think Matt LaFleur should be the head coach in 2026? What is he good at when it comes to being a head coach? Play calling, leadership, game situation, execution, discipline. Somebody go to war for him if you want him back, because these are things that you need out of a head coach to win a Super Bowl, which is the ultimate goal for this franchise. Ed Policy didn't come here to collect a check like Mark Murphy.
No, he ain't come here to play around. He's trying to win a championship. That's exactly what his goal is. And so Matt LaFleur needs to understand, just like Goody did, hey, Goody must have got the green light to go get Micah. He made that move. And now it's time for us to win more football games and not have these type of mistakes. I understand this team's 5-2-1. They're still a good football team. They're still in a playoff mix. But are they good enough to win the championship right now? That's to be seen. And a lot of that falls on the shoulders of Matt LaFleur.
Jason in Minnesota, 800-990-3776. You're up with KBN on the Carbless talk and text line.
I can't root against the green and gold, but my God, please. The sooner the wheels come off this wagon, the sooner we get Matt LaFleur out of here, and the sooner we start to rebuild with the talent. There's way too much talent on this team, okay? Since Rodgers last year, this blew me away. Somebody said this on a different show. Their record is 33-25-1. That's bananas. That is not impressive by any standard. I don't trust Matt LaFleur at all since the NFC Championship game against the Bucks. There are so many things that are bad about Matt LaFleur. I can't watch the rest of the season. Like, I'm infuriated by him now. It's inexcusable what's happening, and I just hope that policy has the, you know what, he can see it, puts his nuts on the table and says, you know what, that's not our guy. We ain't going there with him, and we're going to make a change quick. I know that's not going to happen in season. Do you guys
Hello? Strofe, are you able to not hear?
Hey,
what's going on back there?
It doesn't even matter. You know what? Because everything he said was true. That's exactly what it is. I mean, I'm right there with him. There needs to be a conversation this season about what this football team is going to be next year. And for me, I don't know about you, Brad, but when I look at this season, this is legitimately the first time that I think Matt LaFleur is coaching for his job. When I say coaching for his job, is that the making the playoffs just isn't good enough. That status quo around here, man. If we're just coaching for the playoffs, then cool. I promise you, there are many other guys who are assistant coaches and head coaches in the NFL that can get this football team to the playoffs. This team needs to take a step in the right direction, and right now they are not doing that. So I do believe that Matt LaFleur is coaching for his job based off how successful the regular season is, but also how far they go in the playoffs. Because if you just make the playoffs as a 7 seed again or a 6 seed again, you're not winning the NFC North. That is out there to be taken. Newsflash, the Lions ain't as good as they were last year, okay? They're beatable. They just lost to the Minnesota Vikings. They lost to you as well. The only win they have in the division is against the lowly Chicago Bears, who somehow have 5 wins. So this season is about the Green Bay Packers taking the next step. You got to win the NFC North, and you got to make sure that you win 1 or 2 playoff games this year, or his ass got
to
go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to yank him necessarily yet, because there's still a lot of season to go, and if he makes a bit of a playoff run, then maybe I'd be willing to say, okay, back for another year and feel fairly confident about it. The thing that's dumbfounding about Matt LaFleur is, you know, Ben, I think you summarized it perfectly. Play calling, leader and culture, game situation, clock management, execution and discipline. Well, we've seen him, I guess, clock management and situation, that's probably always been like a D. Probably never been very good.
It's never been one you've been the most confident
in. Yeah, but there has been moments of play calling where you're like, this guy's
magnificent.
Magnificent. I mean, there's whether it with Aaron Rodgers, sometimes when Jordan Love is cooking, and obviously what he did with Malik Willis, there are times.
Ooh, I forgot about Leak.
There are times when he is an A. Leadership and culture, I mean, I wouldn't call him an alpha male, but I wouldn't call it a toxic culture. It's probably like a C, a B or a C. And discipline, I guess I'd call that a C. So It's not great, I would say that, but there are moments for him, and there's more. Even just last week when Jordan Love went on his, basically taking the championship belt away from Aaron Rodgers, it looked like everything was clicking. To me, I would want Matt LaFleur to look at himself and say, why are the inconsistencies there? Rooted out, I'm looking at special teams. I'm looking at game situation. He has a guy on his staff that's in charge of game situations.
Who?
If you don't...
Who?
I looked it up.
Okay.
Some guy named...
So his assistant coach, ain't
Connor Lewis. Not to put him out there, but that's
what do you mean not to put him out there? What you
pass, out there?
Pass game specialist.
Connor should say it fourth and eight.
And game
it's
management.
Fourth and eight.
You got to get
it.
What
are we doing?
What are they scared of? Like, Rich Versace, ain't it your job to say, hey, I think my guy can make this, Matt. I think this might be
it's
one
not
that
about
we can...
making. What are you doing?
No, I think this would be time to kick. I think we're good.
Let's go to Marcus in West Bend. A lot of LaFleur blame. I don't think he wants to do that. You're on the Carbless Talking Text Line.
Hey, I think we need to pump the brakes. I think we need to stop always blaming LaFleur after every loss. Every time we win, it's always Jordan Love's the best, and every time we lose, it's LaFleur's bad. Jordan Love played terrible. He's throwing bad interceptions. He's throwing bad throws across his body. He's not changing plays at the line. He's been in the league for a long time in this system. Nobody was saying that LaFleur was bad when we had Aaron Rodgers. So obviously he can coach. He can draw up plays. He's got a lot out of these, let's say, mediocre wide receivers that really wouldn't be starting on other teams. I feel like the GM, he caved to the fans and draft Golden, who isn't good. It's a lot more than
because every wide receiver that the Packers have drafted have been electric in their rookie year.
Yeah.
And if anything, it's malpractice by LaFleur to not get more out of Matthew Golden. It's literally.
He features, it feels like, it may not be true, but it feels like Savion Williams get more opportunity to get touches out the backfield or out on a quick pass than I see Matthew Golden get.
Yeah, I mean, Matthew Golden's got elite capabilities. Rob Domofsky came on and said it's the best camp he's ever seen out of a wide receiver.
Let's go to Josh and Kenosha. You're on the Carbless Talking Text Line 800-990-3776 with Kyle Bruston Norman.
Hey, guys. Yeah, the person who just called in basically is going to echo what I'm saying. Kyle, how can you say Jordan Love is elite when the birthday boy played like he was naughty and had a dunce cap on all game?
You did say he was elite.
You guys say that fourth and eight play.
Yeah.
Like, that fourth and eight play, get a first down. You scrambled.
Josh,
can I ask you, who do you think was open on that play? I mean, it was a bad pass, but who do you think he was going to throw the ball to? He pointed him, and Romeo Dobbs just stood there and said, oh, who he pointing at?
Staying out of bounds.
It was remarkable.
That play was basically...
The throw that he got picked off earlier was worse.
It was bad. It was bad.
That one wasn't great, but
was
he's
stupid.
Also trying to make something happen out of a situation he never should have been in. Going to the right, rolling to the left, scramble fire drill, nobody was open.
Well, and here's the thing, too. You saw it on the final drive of the game. Matt LaFleur does have plays in his book that can get you 10 yards, right? Matt LaFleur, he has that sheet in front of him, right? It's like, this is red zone, this is 2 minute, this is goal line, this is fourth and one. There are plays where it's like, gotta have it 10 yards. Where's the roster of those plays? I mean,
do they have a fourth and eight play?
Gotta have a fourth and eight play in there somewhere, because either they've not worked on it, because it looked like it was five-year-olds playing out there, just scrambling around, everyone kind of going to one area of the field because it was so poorly executed.
Right, you've watched a lot of football. You watch NFL football. Have you ever seen a team with 11 minutes left in a fourth quarter?
Oh, no, Kyle's rubbing his eyes, lifted his glasses up.
Down by, I think the Packers were down by, at that point, down by like a score, six, seven points at that time. Have you ever seen them on third down go from third and three or third and four to fourth and eight and say, yeah, we're going to go for it?
Yeah, that was a pretty, I've never seen that before in my life.
That's egregious. You had Cam
time
Newton,
and score.
Superman.
You can add the 11 minutes to go.
That's what I'm saying. 11 minutes to go. third and four, you lose four. How do you go backwards for it? Usually people get a false start penalty or something like that when they're about to go for it on fourth down because somebody moves and they, what do? They run the kicking team on. Oh, not Matt LaFleur. He wants to call timeout to get settled in and run a play that wasn't going
to
work.
Yeah, to have like third and medium and go backward to fourth and long, that's malpractice. And the other thing is, too, I can understand if the defense was not stopping anybody all day. If there was like, you know what?
A shootout.
We got to score here because they're going to get the ball and score, too. Yeah. It's a foregone conclusion. That wasn't the case at all. Defense did okay. I wasn't concerned about, you know, Bryce Young.
We'll continue to take your calls, get your thoughts. Apple Man in the Orchard chimes in as he's pruning apples. I'm so sick of everyone saying pump the brakes. It's been 7 years. Now, I'm seeing some of this on YouTube as well where, look, his track record of success is there in the regular season. And he's made the playoffs the last 2 years in a row as a 7 seed. But this is why I think the frustration is mounting is because you're able to have a great turnaround in Love's first year starting. You got a 7 seed. He was hurt last year, and the team was finding its way. But this was like you make the acquisition. It's the second year of Jacobson McKinney. You drafted a wide receiver. Like you did some things, and the hope of Jordan Love is he's going to grow. But the person holding Love back the most, we all know, is LaFleur. We know that. Like, you have to know that. Yeah. You have to look around and ask yourself, how could somebody show so much capabilities and then you limit him to as many behind the line of scrimmage passes as possible?
That is crazy.
Or, hey, we're going yard here. As you guys said, Brad wants to play 500.
Yeah.
It's basically what we're doing sometimes here. We'll take your calls, 800-990-3776, Carbless Talk and Text Line, YouTube comments and everything. But Kyle, you're going to tell us how to protect your lives because, you know, it's important.
Well, American Family Insurance can't protect you from cardiac arrest with the Green Bay Packers. But what they can do, they can protect you with homeowners insurance or car insurance or auto insurance when you're driving your car or in your home. With the weather changing, you never know what's going to happen with wind. You don't know what's going to happen with hail. But it's good to know that you have protection from American Family Insurance. Life is always better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because when you feel protected, you are free to enjoy your dream. So whether or not you're buying that new car, getting that new car, or buying the new home, guess what? You can contact American Family Insurance to ensure that you're protected. Whether you're getting a home policy, auto policy, life policy, and when you bundle it all, you get a discount, they have everything that you need. So visit AmFam.com today for you to find an agent near you or get an instant quote online. That is AmFam.com today. And always remember, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to get a quote instantly online or find an agent near you.
Michael chimes in. I'm not a LaFleur apologist. I have said that he's on the hot seat since April, but will be judged in the playoffs. It's NFC champ game or fired. The end. I don't know if I totally agree with that because even if they win, you got to see how it plays out. That's why, again, I'm not doing the NCAA. The question today is, do you want Matt LaFleur to be head coach in 2026? There's still things that can play out.
Do you?
I don't know how, with what we've seen, that he can get to the spot where you feel comfortable bringing him back.
I mean, I'm bringing him back now, but a lot can be told over these next, what,
right now? Right now.
8 weeks.
The Kyle Wallace, right now. Without knowing what's going to happen, right now.
Emotionally, I'm mad. But I at some point, I know I keep saying this, maybe I'm stupid, right? At some point, he's got to learn from these mistakes, right?
Like
he's gonna figure it out.
That's the scary thing. He's gonna figure it out. How many times is he gonna say that?
He keeps.
I mean, I'm with you.
Fool me three times. Fool me four times.
He has like 10 different personalities in his head. He don't know which one he want to be. It just depends. Some days he wants to go for it. Other times he wants to be conservative. I don't know who he is, and neither does he.
The two worst losses of the season in the NFL, arguably by your Green Bay Packers and led by Matt LaFleur. We'll get to your calls. See you on the. See you there. Stay there. We'll get to you. I don't know why Strove's smiling, whoever he's talking to, but I'm sure we'll get to you next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I put my card in. I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out. I put it away, and I move on to my own.
That's what she said. Thanks you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, move down.
That's what she said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We just got to get back to it. I think the most important thing is just everybody staying together, staying with that mindset, finding ways to get better, learning from their mistakes, But this is the NFL. This is what it is. Each and every week, you know, you got to find ways to just come back to work, stay together, and find ways to get better.
My, that was inspiring. Ben Bruss, hey, Kyle Wallace.
Don't call my Jay Love. No.
I can call it what it is, Kyle. And what are you going to do? Defend your elite status that you gave him last week?
You know, elite quarterbacks have bad games.
All right, slow down.
All elite quarterbacks have bad games.
Do elite quarterbacks throw 500 with three defenders and
now,
a wide receiver out there?
In my defense, I watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre elite. And let me tell you, Brett Favre threw some weird passes up there now. He had to close his eyes and say, yeah! So, I mean, I'm used to this.
Also just set interception records for the league.
Yeah, but he's one of the greatest ever.
It says how much his great passes are, because he has some bad ones that not Jordan Love
can
do.
He had some crazy passes.
Yeah,
crazy.
I love his Brett Favre.
Good and bad, as we all know. All right. Hot and heavy right now. People are fighting in YouTube chats, and I love it. Everyone is allowed to have any opinion that they have. I'd say 75 to 80% of what I'm feeling is LaFleur, and then there's a 20% are saying it's on the players. Maybe LaFleur is setting them up good enough and the players aren't executing. I have a hard time believing that as we go through the checklist of what I'm looking for in a head coach, especially with Matt LaFleur. You know, if he's play calling, how is he play calling? Is he a good leader? Is he developing a good culture for this team? Is he good in game situations, clock management? And are they executing with discipline? Those are the main things you need from a head coach. Tell me what I'm missing.
No. Well, So you're right, Ben. And like, yes, the players deserve some blame. But if you're going to just do an exercise where you say, who's doing their job worse? Right? Is Matt LaFleur doing what Ben just described as an NFL head coach? Is he doing that worse than Jordan Love being a starting quarterback from like yesterday's game? Or the defense stopping the run? Or special teams creating an advantage for this team? I think if you were to basically rank these, I think Matt LaFleur, personified by yesterday's game, he is doing his specific job worse. Now, the players take some blame for sure. Jordan Love, you can't make those kind of decisions. And offensive line, you got to block. I mean, Jordan Morgan basically being put on rollerblades and shoved back into Jordan Love, that can't happen. In defense, you got to be tough. You got to stop the run. But some of those other people have done more in their role than Matt LaFleur has recently, and it leads you to believe and wonder, is Matt LaFleur the guy for the job?
Yeah, and for me, when I look at this Green Bay Packers team, it's just Matt LaFleur, just the execution just isn't there consistently. Like, this team executes more often than not, but you see too many ups and downs with this team. And what frustrates me the most is when I look at who the Panthers have played. The Panthers allowed the Jags to put up 26 points. Cardinals to put up 27. They allowed the Patriots to drop 42. They allowed the Dolphins to score 24. The Cowboys 27. You just saw last week where the Bills dropped 40, and all we can get is 13? 13 points? That's inexcusable.
James Cook went for 200-plus rushing yards, seemingly untouched, and you can't get you can't generate any lanes.
And that is what confuses me the most, is that you weren't going up against the elite defense. You were going up against a vulnerable defense that has problems, that is susceptible to being scored on. This Green Bay Packers team was top 10 in scoring going into Sunday's game, but they can only find a way to score 13 points and get in the end zone once. And so that is just the confusing part for us Packers fans, is that what is Matt LaFleur doing, or lack thereof, not doing for him to be able to go out there and put up major games? We talked about it going into Sunday's game. The Packers need a blowout. They need a blowout. They're still searching for that blowout.
Well, now you shift that way back. It's not about blowout. It's just it's gut check time now. Got the Eagles at home Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
are you gonna let this compound?
No, but they're not. That's the thing about them. They're not. This team's gonna go out on Monday night and they're gonna compete their ass off on Monday night, and they may beat the Eagles.
They're 2.5-point favorites. Are you willing to bet on the Green Bay Packers?
I'm willing to bet on the Green Bay Packers
after what you've seen the last 5 weeks. You have all this hope and faith.
Because the Packers find a way to step up in the biggest moment so far this season, right? It has been games against the Browns, Cowboys, and Panthers, probably the three worst opponents they have played this year, that they have been extremely inconsistent. That comes to preparation. That comes to somehow getting your team ready to go. This is why I was so mad, right? And I found myself in the shower yesterday yelling about the fact that, okay, and everybody just want to keep talking about Rashid Walker. Rashid Walker talking about undefeated. I knew that was a problem. If people think that that's an issue, that a dude talks about going undefeated, then we're looking for excuses. Why the hell did they lose this last game? Yeah, Rashid Walker didn't didn't open up his mouth then. It goes back to Matt LaFleur ensuring that his team is prepared. They're just not prepared. He coaches in a weird, not scary way, but just this way where he just doesn't know who he is. He's
conservative.
Panicked. It's just weird. It's panicked. It doesn't have any identity. And so when I see Jordan Love go out there and I see him on 4th and 8 act panicked, well, he's just a reflection of his head coach. You are going to reflect what the leader of your football team is. A panicked guy who's inconsistent, doesn't know who he is, and unfortunately for Jordan Love, that is the guy that's supposed to be leading him. A dude that he looks him in his eye and he sees panic. What do you want to do? Let's do this. Dude, he needs to look at his leader and know exactly what he's going to get every single time he looks at him.
Why are you coming around to that now? I told you that in the moment. You're like, oh, I'm so happy Jordan Love told Matt LaFleur what to do. Now you're saying LaFleur's got to have a plan. Brad and I were trying to tell you that. Say, Brad and Ben, you're so smart.
I'm telling y'all, when your coaches never settle, because Matt LaFleur never just seems cool, calm, collected, and settled. And when your coach gives up.
Well, he is when things are going well.
Yeah, when things are going well, he's hyped up. But I'm talking about in those big moments when you need to be able to look at somebody, right? Brad, you've been there before. Both of you guys have been there because you played at a high level. When you feel the nerves of the game because you're human, it is great to be able to look on the sideline to your coach and be that calming figure. I remember, you know, when coaches used to, you know, calm guys down by holding the shoulder, rubbing the shoulder a little bit, because of the fact you never had a guy grab your shoulder at all.
Bo ain't touched me.
A couple of shoulder
grabs. Yeah, but it's calming. It's like, hey, we're good. I got you here, right? That's what it's all about. Y'all looking at me
Bo
crazy.
Bo would tell me, you stupid bleeping bleep, and be like, all right, I got to play better.
Well, every coach is different.
He wasn't like, hey, buddy, come on over.
But at least he had an identity.
It goes to the overall point.
Matt LaFleur doesn't have that.
It doesn't matter how you do it. It's just, are you consistently something that people can rely on?
Aaron Rodgers was the worst thing to happen to him.
Guys, everyone, we got a long way to go. We're going to be back in 2 short minutes. We got the Carbus Talking text line full. We're going to get your calls. We're going to get Brad Nortman. He played in the NFL. He knows a lot about this more than we all do. Strofe is working hard back there, so if you want to call and talk to him, he's going to screen your calls. Please don't make us drop you today. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. We're back in 2 short minutes. I got one thing that's also bothering me that's still stewing in my brain next.